Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we are here with the great Austin Gomez. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's, I guess let's start with the season. Course, you know, obviously NCAA is just ending and, you know, Big Ten's right before that. Just what are some of your reflections on the season? I guess to take us through the season. What are your thoughts?
Thoughts on the season was, I mean, nothing but positive. Can take nothing but positive things away from the season. Just grateful for the opportunity to compete in my seventh year. You know, grateful that Michigan allowed me to compete. Yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't end the way I wanted it to because everybody hates losing, but, you know, it just a national title for me just wasn't meant to be. Gave it everything I had. I regret nothing in my career, so I'm happy with how it went. The season I thought went really well. I wrestled really well all season in my eyes, and just did everything I possibly could to win a national title and just wasn't in my favor.
Yeah. Talk about your mindset and how, like, you go for things, you get after it. A lot of guys wrestle with a lot of fear. I was guilty of wrestling with a lot of fear. You're not wrestling with fear. I mean, you know, we're all human, right? But it's like, you're getting after it. Talk about what are some of the things you tell yourself to, you know, to pull the trigger, to have that attitude. You say scared money don't make money. Talk about that.
You know, early on in my career when I was at Iowa State, you know, I held back a lot just because, you know, I was scared of losing. I was scared of losing. I was scared of, you know, making mistakes. And then when I retired and then I came back and ended up at Wisconsin, that completely flipped. You know, I was coming back. When I came back, I decided that I wanted to do everything on my terms. I wanted to wrestle how I wanted to wrestle. I wasn't going to let anybody tell me to wrestle a certain way. I was just going to do it how I've been doing it since I was a kid. And that's just having fun, not being scared to lose, and just trusting my God-given abilities to go out and let it fly. And just lay everything on the mat, because I know if I can throw everything out there and not wrestling scared to lose, you know, the outcomes don't matter to me. My belief in God allows me to wrestle with no fear. I'm not scared of losing. The only thing I fear is God and, you know, his thing for me. So it's just really just my belief that, you know, no matter what happens, you know, wins or losses don't define me, who I am. So I think that's what helps me wrestle so freely and just So a free mind is that I love wrestling, and wrestling isn't the end all be all for me. You know, there's more to life than just wrestling, and this is just something I do. So why not just have fun with it and go let it fly every single time I step on the mat?
Absolutely. And I love it being rock solid on that, on that faith. Of course, Mexico, our Lady of Guadalupe, of the big devotion. Now they're doing a huge novena now for her, the Cristeros, who are heroes, you know? So, I mean, talk about how your faith, you know, developed from a young age, and maybe how maybe you've grown in your faith.
Yeah. Faith wasn't something that was pushed on me when I was growing up. You know, my parents wanted me to, you know, have my own opinions and my own beliefs. And, you know, I really didn't start finding God and developing a relationship until I was in high school. I think a lot of that was just maturing as I got older. And then I had a baby brother who passed away when I was 11 years old. He was 14 weeks old. And I think a lot of it was just like, just trying to find answers on kind of what happened. Like, why did he pass away? You know, what, why do these things happen? So I think a lot of it had to do with that. And then when I got to Iowa State, there's a big Christian community in Ames. And I was just surrounded by a lot of great followers in God. And that kind of jump-started my faith. And, you know, kind of just ever since then, I've always had a strong faith in God. And yeah, just knowing that I'm wrestling for something bigger than me. You know, I have to use my platform to glorify what I believe in, and that's Jesus Christ. So, you know, wrestling is just, it to me, it's important, but it's not all that important to me. You know, I love wrestling. It's just something that I do, and it's not, it's just a hobby of mine.
Awesome. Praise God. And now to talk about being at Michigan. I mean, you have one of the most solid rooms in the country as far as coaches, as far as athletes, world class, absolutely world class. Talk about that, because we might see from the outside the people who are there, but talk about how, you know, that all comes together and the impact everyone has.
I mean, yeah, the room in Michigan, the Cliff Keen Wrestling Club, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, you got Sergey Belaglazov, who's one of the most decorated Russian Soviet Union wrestlers of all time, you know, going to wrestling tournaments and everybody knowing who Sergey is just kind of crazy. You know, the lives he's impacted just because of his success on the mat. And then, you know, we got national champions in the room. We got Olympic medalists, Olympic gold medalists, and Kevin Jackson, Jaden Cox, you know, Miles Amin, you know, Alex Deringer, who's very successful, who was very successful in college and international. I mean, the room is just so freaking packed with so many great minds in the sport of wrestling. And, you know, it's just awesome to being able to be in that room and be a part of it. And surrounding myself with guys who want to achieve the same things as me. And that's Olympic gold medals and world gold medals. So when I'm surrounding myself with people who are like-minded, like me, and goal-driven about the same things I want, you know, it's pretty easy to go in and train every single day and live a good lifestyle outside of the room too. So, I mean, the room is just freaking awesome. I'm blessed to be part of that. And again, just grateful that, you know, Sean Bormet and the Cliff Keen Wrestling Club in Michigan has accepted me with open arms to be able to chase down my dreams.
That is just awesome. It's just, I mean, you see the coaches, you see the athletes. And I mean, there's a reason why. There's a lot of, I mean, how many transfers have come into Michigan? A bunch, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, we got, it was me, Lucas Davidson, Shane Griffith, Michael DiAugustino, and Chris Cannon. You know, just having those transfers come in, and you know, we impact the team quite a bit, you know, for good, you know. And we got dragged down a little bit this year, but I mean, people don't see from the outside looking in, you know, the relationships that we have built with each other in such a short amount of time. You know, I'll consider a lot of these guys on Michigan and these transfers, you know, friends for the rest of my life, you know, just because of the bond that we have. And that bond is just because of wrestling, you know, going through the struggles together, you know, the days in, the days out, you know, spending time outside of the room together. You know, a lot of people don't see that. And, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, I was able to be just a little part of those guys' journey.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, talk about, obviously, your freestyle. So when did you start wrestling for Mexico? Did you always wrestle for Mexico? Were you with Team USA? How did that all go down?
Yeah, so I started wrestling with Mexico this past summer at the Senior World Championships. But it's been something that's been in the process for quite a while now. And the past year or two, we've really got the ball rolling just because I was on the senior level now. And yeah, I mean, it was just an opportunity that was presented to us. And, you know, making the U.S. team it's a freaking grind. There's a lot of things you have to do, the trials and just the process is a grind. But, you know, my grandparents wanted me to represent where our family comes from. And they always told me never to not be ashamed to be Mexican, be proud to be Mexican. So, yeah, I mean, I don't.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
I don't hang my head down because some people say like I'm taking the easy way out. I'm just giving myself the best opportunity to go win a world and Olympic gold medal. And if other people had that same opportunity, they would probably take it as well. So, I'm really happy with the trajectory of where my career is going right now. And, you know, I'm excited to see what happens.
I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for the individuals, for their nationality. I mean, yeah, like we all know, of course, yes, naturally America is a grinder. And there are the people who say it's like, oh yeah, well, you know, well, this guy is over there. He wouldn't have done it here. It's like, hey, listen, that's a tough thing to say right now. You beating Nick Lee, Rivera taking second in the worlds, Michich winning the worlds, Miles in a bronze. It's like guys are doing well. Guys clearly can do it. So, it makes sense to me. What are your
thoughts? Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you know,
Do you ever think like, what if, I was in that, in the U.S., like, not that you would do it, but like thinking like, if I was in there, how it would be going through the trials? I mean, it's wrestling. Wrestling's wrestling, right?
Yeah, wrestling's wrestling at the end of the day. You know, I mean, if I was going through the U.S. process, I mean, I just teched the number one guy at 65 kilos.
That's what I was going to say. Talk about your match with Nick Lee, and you were down and then you came back, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it was a grind. Yeah,
it was a grind. You know, Nick Lee's a tough competitor. I have a lot of respect for Nick Lee. And, you know, I just had to dig deep. You know, I was down X amount of points or whatever it was. And I just kept telling myself, you have 2.5 minutes to be one step closer to accomplish your dream. So it doesn't matter how you feel. Yeah, I dinged up my knee in that match, but I had to go score the next point. You know, I had to keep scoring the next points. And, you know, that's what I did. You know, I had to gut it out. And I think a lot of that gutting it out had to do with, you know, just the folk style training that I was getting in during the last half of the season. You know, my gas tank was there. It was, I started to wear on him. I could tell he was fading after, you know, some of the exchanges I had. So I just had to keep putting my foot on the gas and, you know, just keep scoring points.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because I mean, I spoke with Lachlan McNeil about this yesterday also. He said, you know, you guys had a great battle over at the Pan Ams too. I guess talk about that a little bit, but then also, about how, you know, guys will say, well, sit out the Olympic year, so you're thinking freestyle the whole time and your body's fresh. But then again, on the other time, like you said, here you are, you qualified the weight. A lot of times we take that for granted. Jordan Oliver, when he was at his best, unfortunately, that weight wasn't qualified for the Olympics for the U.S. So it's like, you got to qualify the weight. You being in season shape is going to help you qualify that weight, but maybe your mindset isn't freestyle the whole time. I talk about that dynamic.
Yeah, like, I mean,
the decision, and what your coaches, who are world class, I mean, they had to be been advising you with all this.
Yeah, first wrestling Lachlan McNeil in that semifinal match to go qualify for the Olympics. I knew it was going to be a grind. You know, my knee wasn't feeling the greatest at the time. I was thinking, you know, how the heck am I going to wrestle? You know, I was warming up for that match and I was in some pain, but I just kept telling myself, it doesn't matter how you feel. You have 6 minutes to go accomplish your dreams. You know, something you dreamed about since you've been 4, 5, 6 years old. You know, when I first started wrestling, this has always been the goal. So I had to dig deep. I had 6 minutes and, you know, I got the job done. And then, what was the second part of your question? Sorry.
No, just the decision to wrestle.
Oh, decision like to wrestle. Oh.
And what the coaches might have, how they might have had an impact, or did they not have an impact? What?
The decision to wrestle freestyle, you know, after last season, I just wanted to be completely done with folk style. I don't think my body could have handled the entire, you know, the preseason training, the first semester, and then this is second semester. I was like, I'm done. You know, I'm done with school. I just got my master's degree. And I was like, you know, I'm done. Just, you know, I'm happy with how my folk style career went when I was done at that point. You know, I was an All-American. I was Big Ten champ. You know, I was like, all right, I'm going to just finish on that. And just, I just want to dig deep in the freestyle, because freestyle is something that I've always loved. You know, I'd never really liked folk style, just because I'm a big move, I guess, kind of guy. And, you know, freestyle awards me for that a little bit more. But the decision to wrestle folk style and freestyle at the same time these past few months, it was something that I had to sit down with the coaches and talk about a lot. You know, they're like, hey, this is how we're going to train you. You know, you're going to have to be gone for these freestyle dates. You're going to miss these duels, you know. And the coaches did a really good job with just managing me and just helping me keep my body and mind fresh as much as possible. And, you know, I have to give the credit all a lot to them as well, just because they did such a great job managing me in practices during like lifts and stuff like that. And everything they did for me was just, it was a whole team effort. And, you know, I don't think without this coaching staff, you know, I would be at going to the Olympic Games and would have made the national finals. So the coaches did a really good job with me managing me, and we did it right. We did it perfect.
That's awesome. And I mean, like, of course they all come and they support you, and like, yeah, you ultimately are the general who makes the final call with are you going to do freestyle and scholastic at the same time. But is there like a discussion before where, because you would think, okay, so Sergey, and I've met him before, great guy, it's like, now he was all freestyle, so I'm thinking in my head, this, maybe he's saying, hey, oh, you know, just go freestyle, or maybe not. And then you got KJ, who is of course Olympic and, you know, NCAA. And then you got Sean, who's obviously a mastermind of the whole situation. Do they all like agree right away, or is there like, you're hashing it out a little bit back and forth?
No, they left the decision completely up to me. They left the decision whether I wanted to come back and wrestle folk style or not completely up to me. They didn't care if I did both or if I just wanted to wrestle freestyle. They wanted me to make the decision that I was going to wrestle the folk style season and win a national title completely on my own. It was something that I wanted to do. It wasn't something that I was being forced into doing. You know, and of course, I've always had that dream of being a national champ. So I was like, if I got one more year left to do it, you know, I might as well do it, or I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life. So I got dragged on a little bit this year for it being my seventh year, but, you know, I think if a lot of people were given a sixth, seventh year, they would take it in a heartbeat, no questions asked. And, you know, yeah, I took the opportunity, and I ran with it and I made the national finals and, you know, I gave it everything I had and, you know, I can hang my head high on that.
Absolutely. It's all done. It's all done within the rules. And like you said, it's like if other people had the opportunity, they would take it also. Like, yeah, we could have an argument of what should be allowed, what shouldn't be. When these are the rules, hey, you got to make the call. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to? Well, I guess the training coming up, what does that look like as you approach the Olympics? Do you dial down a little bit and then start picking it up? What's that training schedule going to look like? Do you stay at Michigan the whole time? Is there any training done in Mexico? How does that all go?
Yeah, so I'm staying. I'll be signing with the Cliff King Wrestling Club once school ends here in a few weeks. Yeah, I'm sticking around Michigan. I got everything I need here. Great coaches, great training partners. And training right now, it's just I'm taking a little break. Try and take 2 weeks off, but I know I'll probably be back in the room next week. Just getting some light workouts and just keep my body moving. Take some little bit of time off, and then I'm getting ready to. I go to the ranking series in Budapest, Hungary, in June, just to get competing again, and then get ready for the Olympic Games in August. Most of my training will be done here in Michigan because the Mexico Federation knows and understands that my best training is here in Michigan. But you know, whenever they need me to go down to Mexico, I'll be down there in a heartbeat. I love going to Mexico. It's a great country. They got great training as well. You know, it's different training from what I get here at Michigan. So being able to have two different types of training where they're both going to benefit me, it's something that I look forward to. So whenever they need me down in Mexico, I'm on the next flight out and just going to train down there. But yeah, I'm excited for this summer. It's going to be a really fun summer. You know, just being able to wrestle freestyle full time again, it makes me really happy because I love freestyle. It's what I've always wanted to do. So I'm really looking forward to training this summer because I love training. I love the grind. I love, you know, just being put through hard workouts. I think if you want to be the top wrestler, you got to fall in love with the process. You got to fall in love with the process of becoming a better wrestler, you know, going on long runs, going on hard ones, you know, being able just to grind in practice, being able just to work on technique in practice. You got to love that stuff. If you want to become the best wrestler, you can, you can't just love competing. You got to love training as well.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, especially in the Big Ten, I mean, really anywhere, but you know, it's yeah, definitely. Now, is the team set for Mexico? Is it okay? So we know obviously you, RBY, Valencia. Well, he was at the Worlds, right? He's still there. Is the
yes.
team set or?
So right now, the only Olympic qualifiers for Mexico wrestling is RBY and myself.
Okay.
They have the last chance Olympic game qualifier in Istanbul, Turkey, here in a few months, which I don't know how many people they are bringing. Whoever they bring there, that's the last chance. They got to place top three at that tournament to qualify for the Olympics. So I'm unsure who they're going to send there. But for right now, it's just me and Roman, and we're boys, we're tight. So just being able to go to the Olympics together is it's freaking awesome that we're going to be able to share that experience together.
That is, which what other guys from the NCAAs are going for Team Mexico that are going for this?
Anthony Valencia, I don't know if he's done or not, you know, so we'll see if he's going to try and go qualify at the last chance. But you know, we got a few other guys in the works that are slowly in the transition.
Cool.
Working their way over to Team Mexico. One of them's a pretty big name. That'll be probably coming out shortly here.
Cool. That's awesome. It looks nice. And the singlets, they're looking nice too. That's what I meant.
Yeah. They do a really good job. You know, I think Rudis took care of our last set. So, but I think Nike is trying to get a sponsorship with the Mexican Federation for our wrestling gear. So yeah, I mean, we've opened some eyes, I guess. Me and Roman did, you know, qualifying these spots, and now everyone wants to jump on board with Team Mexico. So, you know, it's exciting to see, and it's going to be an exciting journey. representing Mexico, and I'm excited for it.
That's cool. And that's nice that they let you guys train. I mean, so everyone's training at their training center, and then when they call you down, you guys go down.
Yep. When they call us down, they're like, hey, we need you here from this date to this date. All right, we'll go down there. And, you know, their Olympic training center is nice. It's a lot like the Olympic training center in Colorado Springs. You know, they got the bed, they got the housing, the cafeteria, you know, they got great training, they got great therapy, you know, recovery stuff. So, I mean, it's just an all around great spot. You know, I love going down there. I love spending time down there. I love going down there and on the off days, going around, getting some tacos and stuff like that. So, you know, I really do enjoy going down there.
That's awesome. Great stuff, Austin. We'll be rooting for you out there. So keep up the good work. Talk soon.
All right. Thank you, my man.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, bye. You too. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.